Hi guys, I'm sorry for the late night video, but this one couldn't wait. As you can probably see, it's going to be a little different as Stephanie will not be joining me. She has asked me to make this video on behalf of Crime Weekly, which is why I'm doing it now. I wanted to get it out there as soon as possible. I'll start by saying something that's very obvious to all of you. Stephanie and I are human. We have problems and difficulties in our personal life, just like every one of you. And some of you may already know, most of you probably don't, but Stephanie and Adam were going through a divorce, a very tumultuous divorce, as divorces often are. And unfortunately, some information about what was transpiring between the two of them made its way online and even into some YouTube videos. And it kind of took on a life of its own. And it was an unfortunate situation for everybody involved, especially the children. But it was something that Stephanie was handling while also working. And she decided to continue working because divorces can take a very long time. And working was kind of her escape. However, that has unfortunately changed. And this situation has elevated to a level that can no longer carry on while also working. So we have made the decision collectively to step back from Crime Weekly for the time being. How long that will be, we're not 100% sure yet. What we can tell you is that in addition to being human, we're also parents. And the most important thing to both of us is our kids. And based on what has gone on, Stephanie needs to devote all of her attention to her children to make sure that they are okay during what will be an extremely difficult time for them and everyone involved. And I can tell you that I fully support her however long it takes, and I hope that you will do the same. We are in a world right now where we're always moving so fast and a lot of things can transpire in a very short period of time. But when unfortunate circumstances like this occur, it forces you to take stock in your own life and where you are. And so I will be using this time as well to step back and think about what's going on in my life and make sure that the people that I care about are taken care of. As far as the details of what happened, that is Stephanie's story to share. I will tell you that she has put up a written statement on her community page, which I will also be sharing on our community page as well. And whatever she decides to share in the future, that will be up to her. That's really all I got. I don't really know how to end this. I guess I'll end it by saying stay safe out there, like I always do. But that phrase has a little bit different of a meaning tonight. I'm not only talking about staying safe from the crime that's out there, but also self-care, taking stock in yourself, in your own life and where you are, and evaluating what problems, what adversities you're facing. And if you find yourself in a situation where you're struggling, I want you to know that there's help out there, whether it's in people or services or resources. You don't have to do this alone. So in this moment, as you're watching or listening to this, if you're that person, know that there are people out there that care about you and will help you get over this battle. That's really all I got. We love you all. We appreciate you, and we'll be back soon. Take care.